Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
LSU baseball on their way to Hoover, Alabama for the SEC baseball tournament. They take on South Carolina approximately 8 p.m. tomorrow. We welcome in now Tigers skipper Paul Maneri. Coach headed to Hoover, and this is an exciting time for you guys. I know you guys love this SEC tournament quite a bit.
Well, what I do love is that the regular season is over, Christian. It's a 56-game grind, and you never know how it's going to play out. And this year was, a lot of ups and a lot of downs. It was really a mixed bag of results. Obviously, we had to deal with several injuries to our pitching staff, which affected us at times. So, I'm proud of some of the things we accomplished, and some of the things I wish we'd have done a little bit better. But that 56 games regular season is now over, so now it allows us to turn our attention to the postseason. And the first part of the postseason is the SEC tournament. And our team has always enjoyed going to Hoover. We always seem to play well there. The competition is phenomenal, of course, but we love the facility and the LSU fans that come and follow us and a lot of the other residual things that there are there. But we need to win tomorrow night against South Carolina in order to stay there beyond Tuesday and give ourselves a really good chance to host an NCAA regional. We need to win some games while we're there. So, it's a work trip, but I think our kids really enjoy the SEC tournament. Of course, next week is the NCAA tournament, and that becomes a win or your season is over. So it's a little bit different kind of pressure in the NCAA tournament than it is in the SEC tournament, even though there's still something at stake here, and we'd like to win the tournament, of course. But for some reason, our guys just go there, and they love to play there and play very loose and aggressive.
Coach, you mentioned that you feel like you got to have some more wins at the SEC tournament. You got 17 conference wins, so you don't feel like that's enough to be a regional host site?
I don't know what's enough, to be honest with you, Christian. The selection committees are not very transparent in how they make their decisions on national seeds, on hosts, even on as far as who gets that large bid. So it's not always what we've done. It's being compared to what other schools have done as well. You know, it would have been nice to have gotten that 18th win the other day against Auburn. I'd feel a little bit better about things. And I don't know how many we would have to win in Hoover. You know, we could win two or three games and still not get the host because somebody else maybe in their minds deserves it more than us. But I'm really not overly concerned about it because it's out of my control. The only thing that's in our control is going out there and beating South Carolina tomorrow night. And that's what our total focus is on because we just don't want to drive 5.5 hours to Hoover, play one game and turn around and drive back. We'd like to stay there. And if you win Tuesday, you're assured of at least two more games, which would give us a chance to start Walker a game, give us a chance to start Marceau a game. And if we're fortunate enough to win three games in a row, you get a bye into Saturday. And I think if we won three games, I'd feel so much more confident about our chances of hosting.
Coach, you talk all the time about a team playing with confidence, and I would imagine winners are the last four out of the last five. You got a pretty confident team right now.
Well, it's really a shame that we didn't win that last game because I thought our kids played a really good game. We played well the whole weekend. I mean, our pitching was as good as it's been all year. First two games, we pitched two hitters and only gave up one run. And the third game, until there were one out in the ninth inning and two strikes on the batter, we'd only given up two runs the whole day. And then, unfortunately, we had a walk, and then the two-run homer tied the game, and we couldn't get one across ourselves and eventually lost the game in extra innings. So that the ending of the weekend was very disappointing, but everything up until the ending was terrific. And I thought we played a good, solid game against UNO in the middle of the week and So yeah, I think our team has its confidence is growing, and I think we're getting better. And you know, I just wish we could have finished off that last game, but you know, there's nothing we can do about that. If our confidence is better and we're playing better, then we should go out there in Hoover and play extremely well and hopefully, you know, win some games.
Coach, who are you starting on the hill tomorrow night?
Well, we're going to start Cole Henry tomorrow night. Cole is ready to go again after being off for 5 weeks. His last outing, if people will remember, was against Florida, and he struck out 12 batters in 5 innings and dominated. But the next day he woke up and, you know, his arm was a little bit sore. So it's been 5 weeks of rehab and rest and, you know, MRIs and seeing doctors and doing all those kinds of things. But, you know, he and myself and Alan Dunn and all the doctors are very confident that he's 100% healthy and he's not feeling anything at all on his arm. So we're going to run him out there tomorrow night, start the game against South Carolina. I'm hoping that he can give us a maximum of 3 innings. It might be 2, but I'm hoping it would be 3. And then after that, you know, we'll see where we are with the game and who we go to after that.
Kind of a Johnny Holstaff approach after Cole Henry. Saul Garza. Well,
not necessarily Johnny Holstaff. It might only be 1 or 2 more guys. You know, it just depends what the situation of the game is and who we give the ball to. So it may not be, you know, several guys. It may just be a couple of more guys.
I got you, Coach. Saul Garza went 7-for-11 this past weekend. What's clicked for him lately?
Well, I'll tell you this. I just think it's confidence. You know, he's made the adjustment from junior college to Division I and big time Division I baseball at LSU, and I just think he's starting to understand it a little bit more. He's becoming more comfortable with the environment, and you know, once you get a couple of hits, his confidence starts to grow a little bit more, and he's catching all the time, so that's helping him get into the flow of the game. So let's hope he can stay hot. He had a really great weekend, and hopefully that's a sign of more to come.
Coach, are you continually amazed by Chris Reed? You decide to move him from third to first base, and he plays it like he's been there for 2 years, and you move Hal Hughes over to third, who's played defensively over there seemingly like another 2 years as well. It's just been an impressive change on the corners.
Well, we kind of stumbled into this move because when we were over in Arkansas, well, actually the Tuesday game against Louisiana Tech, Cade Beloso slightly tweaked his ankle, and we don't know if it was a bruise or tendonitis or whatever, but just hurt him when he ran. So when we were getting ready to play at Arkansas the first day, he during batting practice, it wasn't much better. So I decided to DH him and played C.J. Willis at first base. But the next day, you know, I wanted to get Brant Broussard in the lineup. I was thinking about playing Brant Broussard at first base. And Chris Reed and I talked, and he said, "Coach, I played first before. Why don't you, you know, leave Broussard at second and put Hughes at third, and I'll slide over to first base," which was pretty cool of him to make that suggestion. And I thought, yeah, that, you know, let's try that. And actually, I think our defense has really improved with this setup. And, you know, Hal's obviously an excellent third baseman, but Chris gives us a little bit more range at first base and brings some left side of the infield skills, you know, picking the ball and quick feet and those type of things over to first base. Allows me to DH Cade Beloso. We really didn't have another DH that was distinguishing himself so much that he should be in the lineup. So, you know, Cade Beloso certainly should be in the lineup every day, whether it be at first or DH. So right now I like the way it looks, and I think we're going to roll with it and see how it does in Hoover.
Is there a way you can quantify what Chris Reed has meant to this team, though, this year after coming back to the team?
Well, I don't think you can quantify it at all. You know, he's actually been struggling of late, you know, with the bat. He's been so consistent. That's the one thing you always thought Chris could do was put the bat on the ball and, you know, spray the ball all over the field and get hits. But he's been struggling of late, so we need to get him going. He's going to be a key guy for us in the postseason. But Chris says the reason he can't quantify it is because even though he's struggling a little bit lately with the bat, he's still a very valuable guy because of his ability to play defense, but also his experience and his maturity and his leadership on our team. So it's good to have him as a part of the team. He's been, you know, a great addition back onto the team, and I don't know where we'd be without him. He's had so many big at-bats and made so many big plays for us throughout the year.
LSU coach Paul Maneri here on WWL. And coach, can you give me positive news on Jaden Hill?
Well, I wish I could. You know, he was kind of on the same schedule as Cole Henry, but unfortunately, after his bullpen session, he didn't feel quite as good as Cole. So we're still monitoring his situation, and hopefully, you know, he'll continue to improve. But he's not ready to pitch yet.
Finally, before you run, Coach, just talk about the South Carolina team that is rich in tradition. Has had a little bit of a down year this year, though.
Well, they've had a lot of injuries to their pitching staff, like us. You know, but, you know, we ended up 7-13. They ended up 8-22. And that's how quickly it can happen. Believe me, you know, I've been in those situations so many times. But we won a lot of our one-run games, and that consequently our record's been good, whereas South Carolina has had, you know, some issues with close games and so forth. They're kind of hard to figure out a little bit because they've hit 75 home runs. And yet, you know, the record is not great. We've hit, I think, 56 home runs, but they haven't hit for a high average for the season. And so, you know, they've got a lot of veteran players. And so it's kind of a little bit mysterious to me because, you know, I know the players on their team, they're really good players. They've hit a lot of home runs, but they haven't won a lot of games in conference. And so, you know, their big win the other day on Saturday, you know, when we were blowing our lead at the end of the game against Auburn, they were holding on to a close lead against Mississippi State. And so Mississippi State kind of did what we did, won the first two games and then, you know, couldn't finish off the sweep. But that gave South Carolina the bid into the SEC tournament. And I'm sure they're riding high with a lot of emotion, and we're going to have our hands full tomorrow night.
Coach, I lied to you. I got one more for you. Do you like that the SEC tournament is referred to by LSU fans as the LSU Invitational?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, you know, our kids love to play over there, and our fans love to go over there and follow us. And hopefully we can keep that tradition going. You know, I don't know. Ever since I've been here, since we went there in 2008, we just always seem to play well over in Hoover, even though the competition is as stiff as it is. I hope we can keep that going this year.
Coach, best of luck to you this week.
All right. Thank you.
LSU skipper Paul Maneri. The Tigers take on South Carolina tomorrow at approximately 8 p.m. in Hoover in the SEC baseball tournament. I'm Christian Garrick. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.